This week in the Civil War, after concluding his speech at Gettysburg, Abraham Lincoln boarded the 6:30 p.m. train for Washington, D.C. He was feverish and weak, suffering from a severe headache. A protracted illness followed, which included a vesicular rash, as doctors diagnosed the president's illness as a mild case of smallpox. Despite the speech's prominent place within the history and culture of the United States, both the exact wording and location of the speech are today disputed. There are 5 known manuscripts of the Gettysburg Address which differ in a number of details and also differ from the contemporary newspaper reprints of the president's speech. Modern scholarship also locates the speaker's platform some 40 yards from the traditional site within Soldiers National Cemetery. But the awesome implications of the president's words have never been questioned. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.